Peter, can you sum that up? That was some night of speedway, wasn't it, from Wolverhampton tonight?
Yeah, I was just saying to the boys in the dressing room, you know, quite unequivocally our best performance of the season, for sure.
And just banging in points all through the team. I mean, the guys at reserve were just astonishing for you tonight, Clegg and Howarth, weren't they?
Yeah, Max is a bit up and down. We understand that, but he had a very good meeting Friday at Lakeside, and I think he just brought the confidence with him here to tonight. And I think he was very accomplished. You know, he was never in any difficulty, and he looked a really class act today.
Gating was brilliant for the most part, wasn't it, tonight?
Yeah, but I mean, that's only a part of it, isn't it? You know, he rode in excellent control, and PK was saying he was having a job to keep up with him in the races he had with him. So yeah, he rode very well, and I wouldn't single anybody out though. I mean, everybody bar Jacob, who had a rough night, is in double figures, which is unusual to say the least. So that was the complete performance.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary night against a team that could have gone top, remember, if they'd beaten you tonight, and yet you've put 60 points on them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really explain it, you know. I mean, I suppose they were just all at the top of the game. You know, we knew how dangerous Swindon were. We know how important these home matches are to us coming up. So I think they've got the bit between the teeth again. And as I say, in recent matches, we haven't quite looked as dominant as we did earlier on in the season. But tonight, you know, we certainly did. And Swindon felt the full force of that, produced only one race winner out of 15, which is unusual for a team of that quality.
Well, for all your years in speedway, there can't be many meetings where an opposition rider has only won one race out of the 15.
You're not going to ask me to think when that was, are you? You know, because I really don't know. But it is unusual, you know, because they've got some quality riders there. But as I say, they ran into an inspired team today who were at the top of the game from, you know, 1-7.
And it sends out a message, doesn't it, to the rest of the teams in the Elite League, this result. If they didn't know about Wolves already, they certainly do now.
Well, you know, I think everybody does, because we've been sitting on top of this league now for over a month, and we're certainly going to be still there, I would think, after the World Cup. So when we reconvene here in a fortnight's time, hopefully we're still in that position and ready to put another 3 points on the total. That's all we can do.